If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival's Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
I want to talk to you about a story you might have seen mentioned today. That if carbon emissions are not cut sufficiently across many different sectors, including the agricultural sector, it may be down to individuals and families to carry the heaviest load. And that might including the abandonment of the second car. Michael Healy-Ray is an independent TD for Kerry. Michael, how would the good people of Kilgarvan feel about getting rid of car number two?
Well, first of all, ask yourself the question, how would the good people around all of Ireland feel about getting rid of the second car? Because when I hear people mentioning a second car, it's not as though it is a luxury or something that people just want to have. It's a considerable expense that people need because of the fact that you could have a couple working in two different places, two different jobs, and they need to work because they have bills to pay. The ever-increasing cost of living is going through the roof, and many families, they just have to have two incomes coming into a house. And not all of us are blessed to have the Lewis or the Dart outside the door or any form of public transport. And people need the second car. So when the Green Party come along saying, well, you might have to get rid of the second car, again, I would remind the Green Party, it is not a luxury. It is a necessity to make a living, to survive, to pay the bills and run your home, okay, whether the Green Party like it or not.
Well, Stephen Matthews from the Green Party, their TD for Wicklow, is with me. Stephen, do you accept that reality, that for most people in Ireland, car number two is a necessity to make a living?
Well, first of all, Michael constantly reminds the Green Party of what they shouldn't be doing to address climate action, but he never comes up with any solutions himself. But we're not quite at that place yet at all about asking people to give up their car. And what you have to do is to provide good public transport for people around the country. And that's what we're working on in the Connecting Ireland proposal, is to treble and quadruple the rural bus service. And I'm looking at the proposals for Kerry, and they're quite impressive. And I don't know if Michael's even had a look at them. And these core routes from Tralee to Cork or from Limerick Killarney or Limerick Tralee, 30-minute frequency services on core bus routes there. I'm looking at the five trips a day around the Ring of Kerry, five return trips. I'm looking at all of these in Abbeyfield, Newcastle, all of these parts. And I'm also looking at the rail line between Rathmore and Tralee. And that's a good quality, good condition rail line with good signalling, good civil infrastructure in place. And what we need to be doing is investing in good public transport to give people the alternative. And Michael's quite right. You can't say to somebody, you can't use your car unless you provide them with an alternative. And that's a core green policy for us, is to provide treble and quadruple.
Do you think we get to a point once all of that is in train, pardon the pun, that people won't need a second car? People in Kilgarvan, where Michael is from.
Well, quite possibly they may not need it. I mean, if you've got a good regular public transport service outside your door, so generally the second car, you know, one person takes the car and they're going to work and they're leaving early in the morning. But if you've got a good public transport service where somebody can reliably get a good frequency public transport service with Wi-Fi on board that you can do your work, you arrive having done some work at work or on the train or on the bus, you're not caught up in congestion. You've reliability of journey time. And if it's affordable, frequent, comfortable and reliable, I think people will use it. And then we may only need the one family car or the one car. But well, I'm not for a moment thinking that rural Ireland, people living in rural Ireland and a lot of dispersed population, it's very challenging to provide public transport at high frequencies.
Well, let me go back to Michael on that. I mean, Michael, that's a perfectly reasonable point to make, isn't it? That they're not talking about getting rid of it yet, but pretty soon, or certainly at some point in the future, public transport will be so improved that you won't need a second car.
Well, I have to answer what Deputy Matthews asked me. He said Michael is constantly telling the Green Party what they're not doing. So what should they be doing? I want to remind him that this is the Green Party who in government planted 2,000 hectares of trees in 1 year, which was the worst record since 1946, because what we're supposed to be planting is 8,000 hectares. So the Green Party, who profess to be all good for the environment, are failing to meet their own targets. And in the words of the chairman of the Agricultural Committee, the government are going to fail dismally in reaching their own targets, because what they expect to reach is 20% of their targets. So if the Green Party can't plant trees, how are they supposed to do everything?
Michael,
and if any person I didn't interrupt you. I'd like to make my point uninterrupted, if that's possible.
Okay.
How could anybody come on the radio and seriously suggest, if you look at the geography of our country, and to suggest that families who are living in all parts of the country, that yes, there will be public transport, literally to pick them up and take them to work, and that they won't need the second car. For somebody to make that statement and to be serious, well, to be honest with you, it is very, very just not real. And you're not living in the real world if you're making that suggestion. Of course, we can aspire to increase the public transport that we have. But to think that people are going to be able to get rid of the second car, like I say, as if it was some sort of a luxury, that's nonsensical. But it's another one of these ideas by the Green Party, which sounds great on paper, but which is not implementable, is not practical, and is not achievable or affordable for people.
Stephen, are you living in the real world?
I tell you, that's an incredibly defeatist statement from a rural representative to say we cannot provide public transport for rural Ireland. Absolutely, we have huge ambitions in that area to provide buses and trains where the rail service is in place, but buses through all our rural towns and villages. And if you look at Connecting Ireland, what's listed out there for Kerry, and I would recommend Michael.
Which Stephen, I think, sorry, but Stephen, can I just put a point to you? And sorry to interrupt, but I think far be it for me to put words in his mouth. I think the point Michael's making is that not everyone in rural Ireland lives in the town and the village. If they did, this would be an easy circle to square. And that's the accusation of not living in the real world. That people are spread all over the hinterland.
It's incredibly difficult to try and retrofit our transport system to suit the dispersed rural settlement that people have promoted for many, many years. This is one of the social and environmental costs of having such a dispersed settlement. But I wouldn't be defeatist on it, because I think we can do it, because we must do it, because the emissions from transport are one of the biggest contributors to climate action. Now, Michael has a position, just like Sinn Féin, of no position on climate action. When we're doing our best in there every day of the week on public transport, on trying to secure energy for Ireland, on trying to build houses that are of a high energy efficiency. And we will address all those problems, and they're all part of climate action. But
all
Michael
right.
and many others like them have no position on climate action.
Stephen Matthews is the Green Party TD for Wicklow. Michael Healy-Ray is an independent TD for Kerry. Frank says, Michael supports rural housing, thus making it necessary to have a second car. New houses should mostly be in towns and villages, which can be easily served by public transport. Frank, fair point. Maybe some might suggest that most new houses, I think, are in towns and villages, but it doesn't mean you can ignore all the houses that aren't at the moment. But thank you for the text, and keep them coming on 5310.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
If your small business is booming, you might say,
cha-ching!
But you should say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there!
And we'll help your growing business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.